This is episode 1271. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. You have reached the middle of our series this week on getting unstuck, moving you forward on your goals and those projects that may be hanging over your head. And this is a chance to evaluate how you are approaching those projects and getting those things done that could make a big difference in your life. As you settle yourself down to meditate today, you'll be exploring a mudra. A mudra is a way to position your hands or your fingers that activates your nervous system, and this stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. Mudras have been done for thousands of years, and they're very similar to how you might think of yoga, where you stretch into a pose and it can activate your nervous system or even help support your body's organs as you do different yoga poses. Mudras work in a similar way. And it's also fun to do mudras when you're not meditating, because this helps to keep you focused on your intention. You can do mudras throughout the day when you are encountering your stress triggers. And as you do the mudra, just keep in mind that there are so many different meditation techniques. And when you can find some techniques that you feel comfortable doing and you notice benefits from doing these techniques, then you start to develop a meditation tool box. And you can reach for these useful tools during your times of greatest need. Many people I know who meditate regularly have mudras and breathing techniques and a visualization or two and an affirmation that they rely on to help them remain calm and focused and to have vital energy throughout their days. So you can do the same. And the mudra I'm sharing with you today is a simple one. It's easy to do, and you can take a look at what it looks like on my Facebook page over at Sip and Om. It's SIPANDOM. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll see a photo of the mudra being done. I always share that every week, so you can take a look in case you're not really sure how to do it. But I'll guide you through this mudra. It's called the Pushpaputa Mudra, and it's very simple to do. As you get ready to meditate, if you want to enhance your meditation by doing this mudra, go ahead and rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward. And then make sure that your fingers are closed, touching each other. And then your thumb is also touching the side of your index finger. You're doing this with both hands. And it's almost as if you're holding a basket in your lap. That's how your hands would be placed, as if you were holding a basket in your lap, a basket waiting to be filled with something new. And this is a mudra to help you overcome fear. And many times when you think of not getting anything done or making progress, where you're feeling stuck, it has to do with fear. And you might even think, well, I'm not really afraid to do this. I just can't really motivate myself. I'm procrastinating. And maybe it's because I'm just not up to it. If you look a little deeper, you may realize that it does involve fear, even fear of beginning something new and committing to something. And so when you think about your project, I encourage you to do something from now on, every morning as you wake up. I encourage you to commit to doing this. It's a simple question. It's two questions, but they're interrelated. Ask yourself who you want to be and how you want to feel. So before you merge into your day with all the activities, the distractions, all the events of the day, become very clear about who you want to be and how you want to feel. In yesterday's episode, you focused on already feeling as though you have accomplished your goal. So when you think about that, how that would feel to already have accomplished your goal, who would you have to be in order to have already completed your goal? And how would you have to feel? Take these questions into your meditation today, reflecting on them, noticing how you feel even as you consider these questions. Who do you want to be? And how do you want to feel? I honor you for what you're doing for yourself. I'm Mary Meckley, and if you want full half-hour guided meditations, you can try this out for 2 weeks free at my website at sipandom.com. There you get daily journals as well as a weekly slowdown guide with all the techniques listed for you. And it is an app that's still in test mode, but very soon it will be out of test mode. I'll be so happy. And right now, though, you have access to this in an app form as well as a membership site. So again, you know where to find it at sipandom.com. And you are so worth slowing down for.